All right, there's some chimes. There's the purrs, and here comes the bell. All right. Hey, everybody. Hey, friends. Shane here with DailyAstroCat.com. And today is Friday, and it's the 26th of April. Now, before I go jumping into everything like a crazy person, like I always do, right? I just wanted to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to this, because it's been really, really fun and exciting. I've been having a really good time doing it. I love doing it. And it's been mostly unscripted, which is kind of amazing. So trying to get used to doing these things on the fly, just doing interpretations and, you know, chart readings and everything like that, and speaking about these connotations live. I do one section of it. The end section is usually written out, but I really appreciate everybody sticking around, and I'd love it if you could share this with some more people. I'd love to get the listenership up just a little bit. I appreciate everybody who's listening every day, and we're just going to make this fun, because this is fun. Astrology is fun. It gives us a little bit of insight. It gives us a little bit of that inside knowledge. It's almost like that, hey, did you hear this? And next thing you know, you're kind of like, oh, well, you know, that felt like that, right? So let's talk about Friday, because we've got a focused moon, you know, one of my favorites, and it's going to last all day long. And the moon is focused in Sagittarius. Now, the moon in Sagittarius, let's think about this. Sagittarius, the ruler of Sagittarius is Jupiter, and Jupiter is still in that crazy part of Taurus and is lined up with Uranus still. They are still conjunct. How conjunct are they? Let's see. They're so conjunct that they are still conjunct, and they're conjunct by, let's find out how many degrees they're conjunct by. Still a 0 degrees. They don't move that fast, you know. They're not even a degree apart, okay? So that's a very interesting thing. So we're still in the power of this. Jupiter is expansion, that magnification, that you know, do things big, right? Go big or go home. That's Jupiter. Sometimes when you go too big, you go excessive and you get extravagant and you can become even dogmatic in the case of the Sagittarius influence. Uranus, on the other hand, is a surprise. It's the unexpected. It's that lightning strike. It's the, you know, the earthquakes, the storms, the everything. It's that sudden inspiration, and it's also eccentricity, and it's also just that totally unexpected vibe where we expect to come up with something innovative or brilliant. And in Taurus, these brilliant things usually relate to money. Now, today's kind of a money-focused day, and it's strange, because when I was looking at it, I came up with some really crazy stuff, and I don't know why it's so crazy. I am just looking at things with Mercury stationing direct. Mercury's not moving hardly at all. I mean, we're talking about crawling right now. Mercury is only going to move about 5 minutes today. Normally, Mercury moves at a pretty good clip. By comparison, Venus moves an entire degree for the day. So that's kind of interesting, right? Yeah, so once we're looking at that stuff, you know, Mercury's only moving 5 seconds to Venus's 1 degree. And Mercury moves much faster than Venus. And remember, it's not movement, it's an optical illusion. The Earth has overtaken Mercury, and we just came around. Mercury came around the other side, and now it's just starting to go in the normal direction, right? So that's what's going on. We've got the Earth in this orbit around the Sun that finally caught up to Mercury, and now it's going to just keep moving, because it's that illusion. It's like that passing trains in the night and stuff like that. It's like you come up to it, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, no, okay. So once we got that, since that's all settled, let's talk about something unusual, okay? What do we have that's unusual on this chart? We have sitting here, we've got all of our dwarf planets out in the outer parts of space, right? Beyond the Kuiper Belt and beyond, right? Kuiper Belt objects and centaurs. There's Chiriklo, there's Chiron. They're both centaurs because they have eccentric orbits that are not, that are mostly related to cometary or to comet orbits, cometary orbits, not comet commentary, but cometary. Now that that's been said, we've got, you know, you've got Haumea sitting, and Haumea is still in that very powerful position. We had that new moon in Scorpio, right? And I mean the full moon in Scorpio. Sorry, new moon in Scorpio would be October. Full moon in Scorpio. So we're still coming through the Scorpio full moon, and now we're beginning to focus, okay? And what are we focusing on? We're in the third quarter. This is where everything's coming, you know, we're starting to reap, we're starting to go, but we're coming up to that new moon in Taurus, and this is where those ideas that took place and seeded in with the eclipse at Aries. Well, Aries and Scorpio both share the same ruler. It's Mars, okay? Mars is sitting conjunct with Neptune at this point. Are they conjunct? Are they conjunct, Shane? Are they? They are. Yes, they are conjunct. And they're conjunct by, oh, let's see, how many degrees? 1 degree. Very, very close, right? They're closing in on each other. Now, with that being said, this gives us a chance to really explore some educational ideas, to go adventuring. We feel like we need a change of scenery, perhaps. That's something that we're looking at, too. The change of financial scenery, right? Oh, does that sound like a new job? It could be. That could very well sound like that. Probably not for this guy, but if it's in your cards out there, then that's cool, right? That's why this stuff is so fun. You know, that could be out there. You just have to manifest it and make it happen. What did you try to manifest with that Scorpio new moon? What did you manifest with the moon in Aries? Are they related? I bet you they are. And if they are, and you're working towards it, then you're going to be seeing better results as we move along this year, okay? Let's make this quick. Which it never is. But hey, it's Friday and the moon is in Sagittarius all day long. Ideas in the way of in the ways in which we communicate and socialize, those might be prominent today, okay? Those socialization skills are pretty important too. That's because the only aspect that we have is the moon sextile to Pluto, but that happens in the wee hours of the morning here on the East Coast, because those are the times that we use here, okay? Are we just not into it? Are we missing a spicy ingredient? Think about it. What are you missing? What do you got? What's going on? Is it illusion or is it a fact? We don't know, right? You got Mars there. Our actions know better than what our heads do. But now our heads are like, whoa, now we can focus. Now we're going to move forward. Now we're going to put a spin onto it. It's going to be very beneficial for us. Don't wait for another's version of what, you know, another's version, not of what you are or anything. What's out there? Don't wait for that version. Put your own out there, okay? Our keyword today is onward. That's that Sagittarius spirit, that arrow pointing, going, whoa, let's go. The color is sky blue because Jupiter's a sky god. And we've got a beautiful Sagittarius with Jupiter as the ruler. And we got the verdant earth below it because we have Jupiter in Taurus. Today feels like there's a job offer in the air. It's a good day for you to jump for a better opportunity. This could be the adventure that today is indicating. Could be one of them, right? Lots of adventures out there. You could be going on a trip. You could be doing something else. Whatever it is, that's what the vibe is good for today. Now, there would have to be a significant, substantial increase in pay, significant even, to move us, okay? Because Jupiter is in Taurus, and that's bigger, better reward, right? Saturn in Pisces is like, well, you know, the rewards you got to work for. You got to have a good idea to get this done, right? You have to have a different way, a different path. Think about that. Either that or a recognition of our creative worth to another team, okay? So that's what's going to motivate you. Either increase in pay or that satisfaction, that oh, your creativity is something we really need. Think about it. The energy and vibe is not going to change, okay? It's not. So let me ask you, how can you make it last until Sunday? And, well, I guess we got some good stuff going on because that's how long the moon is going to be in Sagittarius. So, by the way, the moon moves about 12 degrees a day. So that's, you know, day and a half. Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. So we've got a couple of events for you. In 1514, Nicholas Copernicus, he makes the first observations of Saturn. All right, and our birth for today is one Carol Burnett. She is 90 years old. She was born in 1933, an American comedian. You know her from the Carol Burnett Show. And she was an actress. I guess she was in Annie, the Four Seasons, and Mad About You. She was born in San Antonio, Texas. And happy birthday, Carol. That's all we have for you. Our color sky blue, and our keyword is onward. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Today is a 6. Happy astrocatting.